السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Supreme Court of Russia reduced lengthy sentences to persons involved in حزب التحرير case from first Simferopol group by only 6 months. Today, December 24th, the Supreme Court of Russia partially upheld the appeals of the defense of the Crimeans who are tried in the حزب التحرير case within the first Simferopol group. According to the public association, Crimean Solidarity, period of detention for Taimur Abdullayev, allegedly the organizer of the terrorist group, was reduced from 17 years to 16 years and 6 months. He was also assigned 1 year and 4 months of administrative supervision. Sentence against his brother Uzir Abdullayev was reduced from 13 years to 12 years and 6 months. Sentence against Rastim Ismailov from 14 years to 13 years and 6 months. Sentences against Emil Dehamedev and Eder Saladinin were reduced from 12 years to 11 years and 6 months in a maximum security penal colony. Russia is the only country in which Hizb ut-Tahrir, the full name of Hizb ut-Tahrir al-Islami, the Islamic Liberation Party, has been declared a terrorist organization. In some countries of Central Asia, the party activists are also being persecuted, but on charges not related to terrorism. In Germany, Hizb ut-Tahrir's public activities are banned for not recognizing Israel, but its members are not being persecuted. Criminal cases against members of Hizb ut-Tahrir have become a hallmark of the FSB's fight against dissident Muslims in occupied Crimea. The Hizb ut-Tahrir's case is one of the most high-profile and voluminous in terms of the number of defendants. Dozens of Crimean Muslims are arrested on suspicion of participation in this Islamic party.